When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Speaking for the NDC will be the NDC's parliamentary candidate for Akaikwe Central constituency, Sadiq Abdullayabu, and member of the NDC's Manifesto Committee, Rex Osumafo. On the camp of the NPP will be the Deputy Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Mark Okwekumante, and the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Tourism Authority, GTA, Akwesi Ajiman. This thought leadership event is hosted by Kwame Datsi, produced by Philip Nye, and powered by Showbiz A to Z, your most authoritative entertainment talk show in Ghana.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in our headlines, China remains leading investment destination of foreign direct investments into Ghana in 2023. We'll hear from Bridgewater Advisors. Also in this bulletin, government links significant spike in debt stock to cedis depreciation as it reaches 761 billion cedis ending July this year. Plus, finance minister, that's the former finance minister Seth Tekwe, blames government for collapsing budget buffers built by the previous administration. And in today's business journal, we'll hear the story of 100-acre maize farmer counting his losses as a result of the ongoing drought in parts of the country. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. China remained the leading investment destination of foreign direct investments into Ghana with 31 projects in 2023. That's according to a report by Bridgewater Advisors. The report stated that the Far East country contributed the highest FDIs of $211.89 million. More in this report.
The United States of America followed with 14 projects, bringing in $26.3 million in foreign direct investment. India contributed 13 projects and $77.9 million in FDI, while the Netherlands added 9 projects with an FDI value of $21.8 million. Turkey registered 4 projects with a significant FDI value of $173.2 million. Meanwhile, Mauritius remained the leading source of investment in Ghana from the African continent in 2023. Despite a 63% decline in the volume of investment deals, the investment value from Mauritius surged by approximately 891%, making it the only African country among the top investors in Ghana for the year. Notable investment projects in 2023 included Asan Ghana Limited, a Turkish company investing $156 million in affordable housing.
A Business Desk report. Government is attributing the significant spike in the country's debt stock for this year to the cedis depreciation and not fresh borrowings. The country's debt continues to hit record levels, reaching 761 billion cedis despite freeze on external borrowings. This has raised concerns about government's commitment to reducing the country's debts. But Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam insists they are working hard to reduce it to sustainable levels.
We may have projections, but I am not able to provide projections from the Ministry of Finance, because this is market sensitive information. But as far as we are concerned, we do our projections. The Bank of Ghana does projections, but we cannot put it out there, because we are optimistic that the policies we are implementing are working, and we will continue to pursue those policies to ensure that we contain the depreciation of our currency.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is the finance minister, and its former finance minister, Seth Tekpe, is blaming government for the country's inability to keep budget buffers established by the previous administration. According to him, the country received more than $6 billion as part of COVID-19 support from development partners, but were misused. Mr. Tekpe has been speaking to Joy Business after launching a book titled For the Records, authored by the Deputy Communications Officer for the Anyasuotum constituency of the National Democratic Congress, Raphael Petogbo.
We are not denying that COVID was a serious challenge, but it was the experience of the global financial crisis. COVID may be bigger than the global financial crisis, but it was the experience of the global financial crisis under Professor Mills that we established the budget buffers. If you came and you spent the budget buffers with three oil fields and you didn't put them into it, don't blame Ghanaians, don't blame COVID. And in addition, you got $6 billion. I'm talking about $6 billion, and you are still blaming COVID. So in essence, we are saying it's not just about new promises, but the new promises must be supported by facts and evidence.
Seth Tekpe is the former finance minister. Away from that, World Fish consultant and CEO of Flossel Farms, Evans Danso, has emphasized that Ghana's fisheries and aquaculture industry has the potential to generate over 10 million jobs if properly developed. He expressed concerns over the slow progress in the fisheries sector, which has led to the inability to meet the growing demand for the produce. Mr. Danso shared these insights on the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series focused on fish farming yesterday.
Ghana started very well as following Egypt as one of the fastest developing industries for aquaculture, but we slowed down a lot. When in our slowing down, other nations picked up. There's a lot of aggressive development in Uganda, in Kenya, Zambia now. Matter of fact, the top three largest fish farms now are in the Eastern Africa side, you know. So they are contributing a lot, and in total creating over a million jobs.
Well, the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series airs every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM. Leading real estate company Elegant Home says it is poised to provide quality and affordable home and construction service to patrons. Prospective customers will enjoy a 10% discount on all services. Ahead of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair, Executive Director of Elegant Homes, Dorothy Kwashi, tells us what customers should expect at the fair.
Elegant Homes has been in the industry for about 20 years now. We have executed some landmark projects like Regional Administrative Office for the Lands Commission of Ghana, 5-story lecture block and 5-story library complex for the University of Professional Studies, and some other recognizable projects. Visit us at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2024 and then enjoy a 10% discount from us. You get a free video doorbell, you get a fitted kitchen, and then the icing on the cake is that we will connect your house with internet for free.
And you can visit the Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair will start from 13th to 15th September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And admission is always free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Some farmers in the Bono East region continue to count their losses after the recent dry spell left their farms vulnerable and crops dried out due to the absence of adequate water supply and rain. Our regional correspondent Anas Sabit visited a 100-acre maize farm in the Kintampo South District to interact with farmers struggling to salvage their dwindling grains as they call on government for support.
We are here in this part of the country, precisely in the Kintampo South District of the Bono East region, where we are engaging some farmers to ascertain the level of destruction the current dry spell has had on their farmlands.
Prince John, a poor teacher at the Tishman Senior High School, tells me that he has lost not less than 200,000 Ghana cedis in ensuring that the land is prepared for the investment.
It wouldn't be less than
you know, 200,000. That is about 2 billion. Yeah, more than that. But the rough estimate would be about 2 billion. The more I talk about it, the more sad I become. Now, I have a very big stress because I don't know how I am going to recoup that 200,000 or 200,000 plus and how to reinvest.
This situation, if not checked, could lead to food insecurities, and the losses means there will be little food at the various food markets in the area.
The least we talk about it, the better for us. The maize that would have gone to Tetuan market is not going. I'm not going to send mine because I don't have. It is so with many other farmers who do not also have. So we are going to have some sort of problem.
We've also been speaking with some other farmers, most of whom are employees of Prince John, and they share their plight with Joy News.
Now I'm on my knees to all of them, the head of state and the ministers. So if they are considering anybody, they should think of Prince Jan. They should think of Prince Jan so that I can also bounce back.
Making Tampa South District of the Bonus Region. My name is Anna Sabic, reporting.
That journal note, that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it, but many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka, always a delight serving you. Game plan is next. Enjoy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.